I had a hargasha here in Parshas Toldos, thinking about the idea that comes up in numerous places in the parasha about likes and dislikes and sinna and ava. You have in the beginning of the parasha that Yitzchak loved Esav, the Rivko have it says Yaakov. Then you have later Yitzchak is in Eretz Plishtim and he digs wells, and then he has this quarreling about it, and there's the Esek and the Sitna, and the Sitna is a lashon of hatred. And then Ad Kedei Kach that they Avimelech tells him to leave, and then Avimelech comes back to reconcile again, and Yitzchak says, why are you coming? But Atem Sneisa Mosi, you hate me. And then at the end they reconcile and they make a treaty. Then of course you have it again at the end of the parasha when Yaakov deceives Yitzchak and takes the brachos away, and Esav is of course hating Yaakov. Vayistom Esav es Yaakov ala bracha sheberchol aviv. And then Yaakov has to run away. I have an interesting pshat I want to share with you from the Itzel of Elajna, the Pek Kadosh. You think about the inyan of, you know, feelings of love and feelings of hate between people. The Pasuk describes, it's a drush, but it's a beautiful drush in the Pasuk. The Pasuk describes what Rivka tells Yaakov at the end of the parasha to run to away to Laban's house. How long should you be there? So it says as follows: V'yashavti moyam nachadim ad she'toshuv chamas achicha. You should stay there until the anger of your brother subsides. Then the next pasuk says ad shuv af achicha mimcha, until the anger of your brother subsides from you. So, and it continues, and he forgets what he did to you, and then I'll send for you. But it's very superfluous. Sounds like it's repeating itself. It says ad she'toshuv chamas achicha. And he says, Ad shuv afachicha mimcha. So first he says, Al derech hapshat, that there's two levels. First is chamas achicha, and then af. And af is a lower level of anger. So it has to first subside from the intense anger, and then it goes to another level of af, and then even that subsides. But then he says, B'derech drush nucha lomar. Zeu kral gadol, he says, im adam motzeh ladas. If you want to know if somebody's angry at you, I think he doesn't like me. He's angry. I don't know. I get vibes that I'm, you know. But how do you know? How do you know if he's really angry? The answer is yivdok ba'atzmo. Do you feel close to that person? In libo shalim im chavero, if you feel love and good feeling and goodwill towards someone, then he's reciprocating. Then he feels good with you. And if you feel angry for him, to him, then he's angry at you. Like the Pasuk in Mishlei, Kamayim Apanim Apan Kenev Adam Adam. The way it works is how you feel about someone else usually reflects back in how they feel about you. That's human nature. If you naturally feel love to somebody else, it means they're probably feeling love back. If you feel distant, it means they're distant from you. And based on this idea, he explains the Pesukim Aderach Drush. What is Rivka telling Yaakov? You're going to stay in Laban's house how long? Ad asher tashuv chamas achicha. Until the anger of your brother will subside. Meaning, Esav won't be angry at you. But how are you going to know? You're far away and he's here. How do you know that Esav is no longer angry? The answer is, look at yourself. Ad shuv af achicha mimcha. Which, dahainu, in other words, when the anger of your brother subsides from you, when you feel love to Esav and you don't feel as much anger and hostility toward Esav, then that's your measure. Then you know that he must be less angry at you right now, and then you'll know it's time to, you can go back, you'll know that he's b'lev shalom with you. The kal gadol in life, and you can obviously extrapolate in terms of sometimes when someone has to break out of a cycle of feeling distant, so maybe the way to do it is to begin to ma'orah your own feelings of closeness to somebody, and that will create a reciprocity on the other side. We create a sense of avanach by reconciliation.